Hayes would pass, you'd say, go ahead and...
E?
You say...
No, what?
Well, you know, you...
I would say, would you pass the potatoes, please? And,
You want to...
We would all wait till everybody had their food served. But nobody eat ahead of time. I mean, I don't care how hungry you are. I mean, that's just a nice table now. Everybody waits, you know, you pass the food around from one to... In fact, you won't have time to eat anyways because you're passing the food from one to another's passing around. Now, if it's a too big a crowd, well, some of the kids will go around the table passing the food and they'll say, would you have some gravy, or would you like some biscuits, like some cornbread, or pass it around, whatever you got in your hand. Or maybe we might make punch, you know, some lemonade, and pass it around.
Yeah.
Some of them like wine to the table. They'll serve some wine, depends on what they want.
Yes.
But I never drank anything had alcohol in it.
Really?
No, strong thing I drink is coffee.
Did you ever hear them making any stuff like that, making that those non-tax paid beverages, you know? Would they ever make
any liquor?
Yes.
Yeah. My father made homebrew. And he made that with, it was some kind of a thick syrup that he got and put into a, he had one of those big, crocks, it's called a crock. It's a big, made out of, china-like, marble. And you put it full of water, if I can remember that, it's been so long, and you put a can of this, stuff you call bruise, whatever it is.
Bruise, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You put that in it, and you put some rice down in there. I don't remember what else he put in there, but I do know he made homebrew out of it. And he took grapes and made wine. I don't remember how he did it.
Okay, what about stuff that they would make, real hard liquor, they call that what?
No, I never seen anybody make hard liquor.
You ever seen the real hard stuff they would make? What would they call it, you know? Out in the country, they'd call it...
Booze?
Okay, booze or...
I never...
White lightning or moonshine, do you
mean? No. I've heard bands called like that, but I've never known anybody. I don't know anybody who made it except for my family.
Okay, the guy who sold it was called a...
Bootlegger.
Okay. And did you ever hear the place where they sell it, or the place where the people would go to buy that kind of whiskey? You ever hear the Blind Tiger?
No.
Okay.
We never got out to hear anything. Okay. We kept in too much.
You had your own garden, and you raised your own...
Yeah. Yeah, I did that whilst I was growing, and when we were young, too. I'd ride out there on the side alley. I have a garden growing now.
Raise your own?
Yeah, we have tomatoes and bell peppers. Just before you leave, I'll let you take a look at some of them.
Okay. You say you all those things, homegrown.
They're much more healthier for you.
What?
The homegrown vegetables. They're much healthier. Of course, you can buy them and they're healthy, but I mean, they're so much better than the canned food you buy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the stuff that you grow, the vegetable you grow yourself, it just tastes different from the one you buy. I don't know why, but it do.
That's your own?
Yeah.
Garden?
Your own garden. Yeah.
That?
Own crop, we call it.
Yeah. Now, if the food has been cooked and served a second time,
mm-hmm.
You say it has been...
Leftovers.
Warm, you say
we've warmed the leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had some leftovers and we just warmed.
Well, that's all we say. I'd say what we're going to have for dinner today. Would y'all like me to cook something today, or you want to have some leftovers from the day before?
Mm-hmm.
And we usually eat the leftovers.
We might add
something to it. Like if we have chicken leftovers, we might not have vegetables. Well, I'd cook some other vegetables, maybe corns or greens or something.
And you would warm it over.
Warm it over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you put your food in your mouth and you... Well, did you ever... You never smoked, right?
No.
Did your husband?
Yeah, he smoked cigarettes.